J. Miles Wolfe's striking photos of Cincinnati landmarks have appeared nationally and, of course, here in Cincinnati. Hebrew Union College's Skirball Museum presents Wolfe's photographs of Jewish Cincinnati as part of Photo Focus 2018 Biennial. And Skirball Museum Director Abby Schwartz is here to tell us more. Hi, Abby. Welcome back.
Hi, Anne. Great to be here.
As I noted above, Wolfe's images are renowned, but many listeners may not be familiar with him or his work. So fill us in.
Sure. Well, Miles is a native Cincinnatian, and he lives currently in Avondale. And he is known, as you said, locally, regionally, nationally, particularly for his scenes of Cincinnati architecture. He's done a lot of photography in Mount Adams. He's done a lot of work with Plum Street Temple, with Wise Temple, to really memorialize and chronicle the history of that great institution. And he has an incredible passion for historical architecture and approached me even, I think, before the last Photo Focus to talk about a project where he could really focus on Cincinnati's Jewish architectural history.
And that's what he does. So
yes.
Tell us how this exhibition is set up.
Well, the way it's set up is that Miles has painstakingly gone around town and taken photographs of existing buildings that either continue to be Jewish places of worship or that were Jewish places of worship. And he's photographed them, often twilight pictures, which are very powerful. And he's also gotten some wonderful documentary photographs of buildings that no longer exist. For instance, Mound Street Temple, which was an earlier iteration of what is today Rockdale Temple, which is now in Amberley, but also had a home on Rockdale Avenue in Avondale. But Mound Street was really, it was a West End street. And if you tried to put it where it would be today, it's sort of right on I-75, where the Burke Marketing Building is, that exit to Fifth Street coming down 75. And what Miles has done is he's taken that historic photograph and he's put it exactly where it is on the highway. So you still see the highway and you just have this incredible sense of the fact that there was a community there that's not there anymore. And we've addressed that in previous exhibitions and we talk about urban renewal a lot. And when you think about the fact that that was a densely populated neighborhood with churches and synagogues and lots of different kinds of civic buildings, you know, putting it there and seeing it through today's lens, it's very, very powerful.
Well, right behind us on Central Avenue is a Jewish cemetery that people probably drive by all the time and don't even know it's
there.
You're
right. And that actually is the image that begins the show right at the entrance to the exhibition. We're placing that photograph of the cemetery that Miles took, which sort of like, are we really going to do this? Are we going to make this the first image in the show? But it's really important because the reality is that congregations really didn't form or find formal places to exist until they had to bury someone. And that was the case with that cemetery. The Chestnut Street Cemetery exists because a group of people who had sort of formed an informal congregation had to bury their first person who expressed on his deathbed that he wanted a Jewish funeral. So that formalizes the relationships that make you buy a piece of property, which that piece of property was actually bought from Nicholas Longworth, and that's a whole other story. But that created the cemetery for what became KK B'nai Israel, which is today Rockdale Temple, which was the first Jewish place of worship west of the Alleghenies, and that cemetery is the oldest Jewish cemetery west of the Alleghenies.
Well, in addition to the research you were telling us about, Miles Wolfe went to people and gathered some documentary photographs, too. So
yes,
that's part of the exhibition,
yes,
isn't it?
Yes, he did. We put a plea out through the American Israelite and online to our local community and invited them to send us photographs of people from their families worshiping in some of these institutions, and also just photographs of, you know, 19th century Jews who were immigrants from either Germany in the first wave of immigration or Eastern Europe in the second wave of immigration. And so, you know, these new photographs that he's taken, he's overlaid them with images of sometimes the interiors of these institutions as they looked back in the day, or with the kind of people, or actually sometimes the actual people who worshipped in these institutions. So we have, for instance, with images of the Adith Israel Synagogue at its Lexington Avenue, Avondale location, which was this beautiful, classically inspired sort of Greek temple-like building. But we have images with those photographs of the deconsecration service when they were moving from their previous location to Lexington Avenue and carrying the Torahs out of the previous synagogue to go into the next one. And then we have a few later ones of consecration services or confirmation classes, and people will be able to recognize their parents or their cousins or their brothers as we move up into the 50s and 60s as the congregations move from downtown to the West End to Avondale and now inside and outside the 275 loop.
So it's really a story also of immigration and expansion.
It is. It's an incredible story that isn't particular to Cincinnati. And so while it has, I think, a very strong appeal to native Cincinnatians and people who've lived here a long time, it's really the story of the migration of lots of different communities and Jewish communities all over the country. Typically, they began in the center city, and the Lodge Street Temple, which was an early iteration of what is now Wise Temple. And Lodge Street was a little alley that ran through today's Fountain Square. So in his image of that institution, he's put that right next to the fountain. And there is a little section of Lodge Street that still exists that's called Ruth Lyons Way. And there is a synagogue building on that street. So going from Center City to moving out to the West End, and this followed the migration of where people lived and where they had their places of business, and then from the West End to Avondale, which was a suburb of the city, and then from Avondale to Amberley Village. And now if we look at where the synagogues are throughout our city, they are all over the north, east, and west corridor of 75 and 71. So it is an incredible story of migration and the way that communities merged, came together, moved from being strictly Orthodox, which is how every synagogue was in the very early days, to Reform and Conservative. And it also deals with some of the great names of Jewish American history, Isaac Meir Wise, Eliezer Silver. There's so many important rabbis that lived and worked in this city, and they led congregations, but also made great social change.
And you have a number of programs that are going on.
Yes, we're doing a number of public programs, and one that's coming up on November 14th, we are doing in collaboration with the Clifton Cultural Arts Center, as they are now out and about in the community. They have a program called Sunset Salons, and we are collaborating for the November Sunset Salon on a program called Historic Preservation, Religious Institutions Then and Now. And we're gathering a panel that's being moderated by Dan Hurley, and he is going to be engaging with the pastor of Southern Baptist Church, that's Robert Baines, who in that building was the former Adith Israel on Lexington Avenue in Avondale. Our photographer, Miles Wolf, will be on the panel talking about his perspective on working with these buildings. Dr. Gary Zola of the American Jewish Archives will be sort of representing the historic documentation of these neighborhoods. And Margo Warminski of the Cincinnati Preservation Association will be with us. And my hope is that this will be a discussion about the repurposing of buildings, the way that we think about these important buildings, some of which were sadly demolished. And if we had them today, it would be such a rich experience. So having that conversation, I think interfaith and interreligious will be very, very meaningful.
There's so much to see and so much to participate with. And I'm so grateful that you've come in to share this with us. Thank you, Abby.
I'm delighted to be here.
Jewish Cincinnati, A Photographic History by J. Miles Wolf runs through January 6th at the Skirball Museum on the campus of Hebrew Union College Jewish Institute of Religion in Clifton. You can find out more by going to our website, wvxu.org/aroundcincinnati. I'm Ann Ehrenstein.